It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. We've got a jam-packed show, so let's get at it. Let's start with the carryout. Here are today's top stories. Some movement in Springfield today as we get closer and closer to close enough. Senator President John Cullerton says that the Senate will vote on a spending plan that will give much-needed funds to states' social service agencies and universities. Governor Rauner opposes the bill because he wants to stop the short-term spending in Springfield for a comprehensive long-term strategy. But to hear Cullerton talk about it, these funds are just sitting in the bank. They can't be used for anything else. So the idea of just keeping hundreds of millions of dollars frozen while we work out future spending in Illinois is so Illinois, right? No word yet, but will Rauner veto the spending bill? Oh, man. That's literally like taking candy from babies. Or maybe not candy, but money. Which, if you think about it, is like printed candy. Today, women marched on Springfield to show their disapproval of Governor Rauner and the budget stalemate, not to mention his flip-flop on abortion. It's the biggest gathering in Springfield during Rauner's tenure. The women's march was kicked off by Reverend Jesse Jackson. I don't know, maybe not the right guy to speak for the women's march. I mean, he could certainly be there, but to speak to the media on behalf of the march? I don't know. I guess the old folk tale is true. A camera's a camera. In D.C., it's been leaked that the president wants to cut the corporate tax to 15%. This would be a 20% cut. And he's going to do this tomorrow. He's going to put the proposal out. And budget hawks say it could cost $2.4 trillion in revenue over a decade. The Trump team says that the cut will actually make the economy grow by 3% a year, easily making up the difference. You know, I'm just about the worst when it comes to money, and I know that's not going to work. The idea that you could say, you know what, the economy's just going to grow. Don't even worry about it. It's going to grow. We've heard this before. You get the feeling that Trump ran for president not to make America great again, but to make America tax him less. But that doesn't really fit on a hat, does it? So again, for all of us hoping that Trump governs for all, good luck with your 20% corporate tax cut. Oh, that's not going to affect you? Well, good luck on picking up the scraps of meat that are thrown over the rich balconies. Because that's essentially what this economic policy is. We will have foie gras. And when we're done, throw it over the balcony. Into the river. And if you need proof, look no further than the border wall. Trump signaled that he's going to give up on trying to get that paid for in his budget. But he tried. It was those lousy politicians and their balanced budgets that got in the way. I'll get those meddling politicians. The parent company of Jewel Osco wants to buy Whole Foods. Oh, can you imagine? The best of both worlds. Great produce and Monopoly scratch-off. Gluten-free bread and buffalo chicken taco dip. Chia seeds and Bush Light. I'm telling you, man, life is looking up. In real estate news, nobody wants to buy a Trump Tower condo. I mean, I've been up there. They're nice. I mean, you bring it down to like, I don't know, $225,000. I'll take a look. Also, it's probably a bummer to look out your window and watch thousands of people take middle finger selfies from the bridge. I don't know, right? Maybe bringing the property value down. Maybe. In weather, what's happening? I walked again today. That's 2 days in a row. I mean, I feel like the rapture's on its way. Walking. Who needs it? In sports, the Bulls announced that four-string point guard and mostly inactive Isaiah Cannon will start for the Bulls in Game 5 against the Celtics. Wow. He was in street clothes for the first two games. But Rondo got hurt, and now Cannon has a chance to become a folk hero here in Chicago. Just think of the T-shirt possibilities alone. Load the cannons. How about cannons away? Or cannon jams and preserves? Man, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. I know this just happened yesterday, but the Hawks canned assistant coach Mike Kitchen. And canned. You can figure something out there. The fall guy for the first round exit. Okay. Regardless, my biggest question is now, who's going to give the meaningless interview at the start of the third period? Right? He was good at it. Kitchen was great at that. Well, we got to pick up the intensity. You know, we do our best to push the puck. All right. Whoever they hire should do a screen test to make sure they give good soundbite. Right? That should be part of that'd be like a third interview for the Blackhawks. The Cubs and Sox back at it tonight after winning in blowouts last night. Sox Matt Davidson is in the lineup. Is he? He better be in the lineup. You know, I didn't even check that. I just assumed he would be in the lineup. He had a monster game yesterday after being benched for four straight. Come on, Renteria. Time to just give him the DH job, right? And maybe even more. Trade Todd Frazier. I mean, he's got a bit of the Paul Konerko facial hair thing going on, and that's always good. And that's what we've missed in the South Side, you know? These guys, the new guys, they're just, I mean, Saladino's doing the fancy Raleigh Fingers type thing. No. Let's get back to basics. Thin beards. Also, the Sox, the best ERA in the majors right now. What? That's true. That was not supposed to happen. The Cubs just manhandled the Pirates yesterday. Get this stat. The Cubs have 53 runs in the last six games. I mean, that's an average of It's 48, 9, 50. It's almost nine, right? I got that? Flashcards are paying off. It's good to see that the tutor's paying off. The Cubs are the Russell Westbrook of baseball. Historic. Bears update? Nothing update. But the ESPN says that only four defensive backs have been picked in the top three of the NFL draft in modern history. So that might be telling for the Bears, who desperately need secondary help. But look at it this way. You know, QBs are at the top. When they're at the top of the draft, they're a crapshoot, right? If you're a general manager and you miss on a quarterback, it's going to kill your career, right? If you hit on it, no one even remembers you making the pick because you were supposed to pick a quarterback, right? So it's not like the guy who ever picked Andrew Luck from the Colts is like, what a brilliant pick. No, he's just supposed to be good. The guy who picked RG3, they're like, you're out, right? I mean, so to me, I feel like Ryan Pace, if he's at all interested in job security, is going to pick an offensive tackle. It's a simple way to go. Also, Jay Cutler's agent says he doesn't want to retire, so meh. Okay. In NASCAR, Dale Earnhardt Jr. is retiring after the 2017 season. That's a tough blow for the sport since he's the most recognizable name in racing. So I'll ask the obvious, is one of the petty grandsons ready to drive? What about Rusty Wallace? Doesn't he have a wild teenager ready to take the reins? Maybe. And finally tonight, theater great Martha Lavey died today after having a stroke. She was 60 years old. Martha was the artistic director for the Steppenwolf Theater for 20 years. She stepped down in 2015. And in that time, she ushered in huge hits like August Osage County or Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. But really, she oversaw more than 100 plays on that stage. And she ushered in a new era at Steppenwolf. And you could see the fruits of that labor today. Martha was scheduled to be one of the first guests at the big table almost 2 years ago. She was supportive and encouraging and happy that I had my own show. She never made it to the interview because she suffered her first stroke the week before. I had the pleasure of knowing and performing with Martha on both stage and short film, and she was kind, patient, passionate, so smart, and so funny. And that shows up in the work she's either performed or produced in Chicago theater. She was always willing to play along. And for that, Chicago theater will always remember her as one of the best. That's the carryout for April 25th, 2017. Hey, Martha, rest in peace. All right, coming up, we'll talk about volunteering. Chicago Cares in the building. Excited to talk about if volunteering can be used for good in the city of Chicago to take on some of the issues that are plaguing the city, the region, the country, the world. Talk about it coming up after the news here on the Download 720 WGN. Stay with us.